We're not home yet. Our world, the world in which we live in, both place and time, it's pretty messed up. It's a messed up place. You probably don't need me to tell you this. If you turn on the news, you get plenty of evidence, whether it has to be with, well, I guess the most recent one, as I was watching the news, I had to turn it off, about the bodies found in San Antonio, and you know, the list goes on and on. Only good news I got yesterday was the Astros' latest win. But it seems like the other news, every time we turn on the news, or like me, I get a lot of times the little news bulletins on my phone, all I see is more and more evidence that the world we live in is a broken place, is a rough place to live, it's a rough place to be. Unfairness seems to be prevalent, seems to be everywhere. Unfairness is natural. The top dog always seems to get the biggest share. The strong can come and just take whatever they want from the weak. This happens at all levels, whether it be at the national level, nation to nation, or all the way down to individual relationships and schoolyard bullies. Work and school, they're also unfair. The hardest workers, well, they don't always seem to get the best rewards. In short, life just isn't fair. We know it. We know life's not fair. We know that it never will be. That's just how it works. Suffering. Yeah, that's also normal. It's natural. Natural disasters happen. It seems as if they're just constant, that they're almost a deliberate part of our news cycle. Volcanoes erupts, the earth quakes, storms come, people get hurt, property gets destroyed. That's just how the world works. Individuals suffer too. Good and kind and noble people get the worst news. People hear the words like cancer. Children get sick, get injured, get neglected or abused. We don't like to think about those kind of things, but they happen all the time. That's just how the world works. And then we look at death. Death, well, as they say, it's natural. People die. It's the end of life. It's the only way that life can end. Short of Jesus coming back, but we'll get to that in a moment. Young or old, important or humble, woman or man, big or small, in the end, we all face the simple, stark reality. We die. Death, like taxes, is inevitable. Death, as they say, is natural. That's just how the world works. But if that's true, if that's really true, and if that's always been true and known to be true, then why internally, why do we rebel against it? Why do we look at the one who takes the lion's share unfairly and demand that he leave some for others? Why do we expect that hard work should be rewarded? If this is just the way the world is, the unfairness, then why do we feel so uncomfortable when something unfair happens? If suffering is actually natural, then what is that almost tangible sense of wrongness that pervades a cancer ward? Where does that come from? Why do we react at the inmost level to news that people are experiencing pain or suffering? Why do we hurt for others when we hear about the pain of a good friend? Above all, if death is natural, as they say, what is that instinctive, visceral sense of violation that we feel when it happens? Why do we mourn? Why do we feel so hurt, so broken when death happens? Why do we stand at a funeral visitation and repeat empty lies like, oh, he looked so natural? Why do we do this in some vain effort to convince ourselves that this is simply just how the world works? If this is the way the world is, if it's the way that it's always been, if it's the way that it's supposed to be, if it's the way that it always will be, then why do we reject it with every fiber of our being? I think we reject it because each and every one of us knows that we belong not here, not in this broken world, but we belong to a different world. We reject unfairness because we know that our world is fundamentally supported to be righteous, to be just, because God is righteous and He created His world to be righteous. We reject suffering because we know that people were not actually created to suffer. We reject death because we know that it's an unwelcome intruder into creation. And the most essential violation of the world that was created, well, a world that was created to be alive, to bring about life. Death is not natural. Death was not part of the initial plan. Death was it came later. It's part of the fall. It's brokenness. We reject all of these things because we know that God created us for a different world. A world where everyone has what they need. A world where suffering will cease. A world where death is no more. And that world is coming. The night before He died on the cross, Jesus told His disciples, He said, "Where I am going, you cannot follow Me now, but you will follow afterwards. I go to prepare a place for you." And then He went there to prepare that place. He didn't do that first through His ascension, but instead first He did that by dying for our sins and the sins of the world. And that's what opens this new world to us. That world, the world to which we belong, is prepared. And one of these days, Jesus will come back and bring us to it. That world is coming. But it's not here yet. We are not home yet. But we wait with a sure and a certain hope. God does not forsake His children. And the day will come when this world, this broken world, will be unmade. And a new heaven and a new earth will be ours. And then, and only then, will we truly be home. Amen.